Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellison. And this week's episode, we'll be previewing the NFL draft with round one starting in just under 3 hours. We'll do kind of a preview of that, just round one, and then because rounds two and three are tomorrow, and then we got rounds four through seven on Saturday, so we'll just kind of preview tonight, and we'll kind of recap it next week. We'll do some NBA playoffs as they started last Saturday, kind of officially. We had the play-in games and all that were last Tuesday through Friday. So we're about, I think every series is at least two games now. And I think we'll have some game threes tonight. I think we're at two games tonight. I mean, with the NFL draft, they kind of move it a little bit. Well, I mean, people are probably going to watch both, or at least pay attention to one, or focus on one, and then, you know, be mindful of the other. And then we'll do some baseball. We're about a month in, right, to the season, so kind of like that. And, you know, that's pretty much what I have in store for this week. So going into the NFL draft, like I said, it's tonight in a couple hours. Let me get the draft order. The Raiders have the first pick in the draft. I want the orders. Give me the draft order. That's not helping me. Well, that might help me a little bit. So yeah, Raiders, I mean, it's pretty, since probably college football ended and the Raiders had the number one pick, that they'll be taking Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback from Indiana. So the real fun kind of starts at number two with the Jets, who have two first round picks. They also picked number 16 overall from their trade with the Indianapolis Colts as part of the Sauce Gardner trade. So they have two. It's probably going to come down, I mean, it's mostly, I think either like David Bailey, an edge rusher from Texas A&M, or Angel Reese, kind of like a hybrid edge rusher off-ball linebacker from Ohio State, and then Cardinals 3. It can go all kinds of way. Like, I've seen like either whoever the Jets don't take between like Bailey and Reese. I've seen a couple like in the past week suggesting, or like, you know, mock drafting Jeremiah Love, the running back from Notre Dame. I mean, they don't have a quarterback. I think they released Kyler Murray. They won't take a quarterback. There isn't really much of a quarterback taking in that first. Well, there's Mendoza, obviously, will go number one. It's kind of a clear cut, like, first round quarterback. After that, like, maybe if the Cardinals, like trade back into the first round. They could take like Ty Simpson from Alabama. That's probably the only other quarterback I can see getting drafted in the first round. So yeah, I mean they could, or I've seen linemen possibility. Because I mean with all these teams in like the first round or like top 10 usually, teams that need like kind of help everywhere or like a variety of places. I mean you have my Chiefs at 9, which is unusual, but also we're able to get like a premier talent pick on a rookie deal, and we have a later pick round, pick number 29 that we got from trading Trent McDuffie to the Rams, so we can kind of go anywhere really there. And I think Jeremiah Love probably goes 4 to the Titans. The Jet or the New York Giants, they have 2 first round picks as they traded Dexter Lawrence the 3rd to Cincinnati for their pick, first round pick this year, which was 10th overall. And then they signed him to like a extension. I think it's just a 1-year extension because I think he might have a deal from the Giants, maybe. And they have a new head coach in John Harbaugh from the Ravens, previously with the Ravens. So I've seen Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State. You know, if they don't do 5, they could take him at 10. I don't know if he'd make it past 10 with, I can see the Saints at 8 taking him, the Chiefs at 9 taking him past if he falls. So I can kind of, go, a lot of different ways from there. And with two first-round picks, not that far apart, they can kind of play it. However, the Browns at 6, Commanders at 7, like I said, Saints at 8, Chiefs at 9, and then the Giants again at 10. I mean, if all goes well for the Chiefs, I think we can take Reuben Bain Jr. from Miami, I believe, right? Which would kind of help our edge rush a lot. Kind of join someone with George Loftus, who's a solid, edge rusher, but having someone like that would help a lot, as would helping Chris Jones in the middle. I mean, we could take, Caleb Downs if he falls. We could take a receiver. I've seen, offensive linemen. I don't know about that. I mean, they might be able to wait until, 29 or anything like that. I think we could do, there are some corners. Ba-da-ba-bump. I mean, this Francis Malagoa from Miami, if he falls to 9, we could take him. I don't think so. I think, Cleveland is probably the most logical or, sense at this point for him. I can see, Jeremiah Love, if he doesn't go, 4th to, the Titans, he's probably not going to make it past, 7. The Commanders, I think, would probably be the most like that. I mean, it's just kind of hard to predict. then at 11 we have the Dolphins. They have two first round pitchers. They traded Jalen Waddle to the Broncos, so they have picks number 11 and 30. And then you have the Cowboys at 12, and then they have pick number 20 from the Micah Parsons trade. The Rams with 13. This is from a trade, I think it's from last year, because they had two first round picks initially, and then they traded the one for McDuffie. 14th overall is the Ravens, who will have a new coach. You can't go anywhere. I mean, you kind of have, I mean, you have your quarterback, you have a running back. You kind of take whoever falls. I mean, we're probably gonna have some trades. Like, what's gonna happen? I don't know. With first round, I don't really know if anyone would. Someone might probably trade up. I mean, or trade back into the first round. Like I said, probably the Cardinals. Probably the most likely to do it. And all that. I mean, who knows? Until we actually see kind of what happens, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, the Buccaneers at 15. I mean, they have, like, the quarterback. They did lose Mike Evans, so maybe receiver. They could go other routes. So yeah, the Lions at 17, I think probably O-lineman. I think because they released their right tackle. Their center retired after last season and then tried to come back. I don't think he was coming back this season and, like, it was like November, early November, late October. But he didn't pass the physical, so he wasn't able to come back. I don't know if he's going to try and come back this year, like, you know, having like a full, like, off season, I guess, to, like, prep and condition. So I think they could go all linemen. Like, the Vikings at 18, probably a defense, from what I've seen, is probably like defensive back, like safety or corner. I think Harrison Smith retired, or he's still left, I think. So we'll see. Panthers at 19. You know, they made the playoffs last year. They kind of take. They'll have Bryce Young in his third year. They'll have their wide receiver who they drafted in the first round last year. He's the offensive rookie of the year. There's like that tight end from Oregon that I think they could draft. If he does fall, to kind of like add another young playmaker around Bryce Young. Steelers, who knows? I mean, they could. I don't think they have a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers hasn't made a decision if he's coming back. They have new head coach and Mike McCarthy, who was the head coach for Rodgers for a long time in Green Bay and won the Super Bowl with him. So he could. Otherwise, I mean, they could shock and take, like, you know, the second quarterback of the draft and, you know, Ty Simpson. That's probably, if someone does draft quarterback without, like, maybe trading up or, you know, trading down or anything like that, I think that's another chance. Chargers, I don't know. Philly, who knows? I mean, I think we heard Monday there was reports, I think June 1st, that they're going to trade A.J. Brown to the Patriots. I don't know what that would involve. If that's just going to be like player for player, they would do maybe draft picks for like next year's draft or something like that. So that's an option. Maybe do a receiver, because then they would have Devontae Smith. It's probably more of a two or / slot receiver. So that's like an option. Then, oh yeah, the Browns have a second first round pick. That's from their trade last year with Jacksonville. Did they move from like 2 to 5? Jacksonville took Travis Hunter. And then, yeah, okay. So they have Pitts 6 and 24. The Bears, pretty much, I think defense is probably their most likely along that D-line, like adding another edge rusher to go with Monte Sweat or some kind of or a run stuffing D tackle. They struggled against the run last year. As they go year two under head coach Ben Johnson. Bills at 26. Kind of whatever you can do to support Josh Allen. I don't know if they would do, whether it is like an offensive player. I mean, they have McCaffrey, running back still. I can see a receiver there. I mean, defensively, they'll have Fred Warner back. They'll have Nick Bosa back. They'll have Greenlaw, who I think signed with the Broncos, but then they traded him back, or they released him or something like that. Maybe it was a one-year deal. It might have been that, too. So they can kind of go anywhere. Texans can go anywhere, really, as they, you know. I don't really think the defense. And you have a pretty good defense. You extended Will Anderson Jr. You have Darnell Hunter. Pretty solid secondary. You know, they have C.J. Stroud. I mean, running back, they had, well, I think they had Joe Mixon, but I think he kind of got injured, and I think it was either a rookie last year or second-year player that kind of stepped up and kind of broke out to lead their running, you know, attack. And then we have, again, the Chiefs at 29, Dolphins 30. Then we have the two Super Bowl teams, the Patriots at 31, can go really, I mean, both of them can go pretty much wherever they want. And then, I mean, if they do get A.J. Brown, if, like, that is going to happen, that is finalized, then they don't need to, like, go receiver. Or at least, like, a wide receiver. I mean, that you go, like, there's not really a tight end. I think that would go round one, other than Kenyon Shattuck. You know, like, maybe a line. A lot of different ways. Same with, like, Seahawks at 32. I mean, they lost the running back, Kenneth Walker III, signed with the Chiefs. Again, not really a running back worth taking in round one. I mean, there's some ones you can get, like, yeah, rounds 2 through 4. They're not going to have the star power of like Jeremiah Love, but can definitely probably be some Pro Bowler solid starters. So that bouncing around the whole order around one. Like, names is kind of hard to. I mean, we're going to have, you kind of expect some chaos to happen. And it'll be a fun time. You know, and I mean, we'll watch it and break it down next week. So, and it's like, who knows, like anything happened, like I said, we don't, players will probably drop that we think would go like first round or something like that. They might slide. Like, I mean, last year was the big ones, so like Shador Sanders fall into round 5. So we'll see who that would be, if anyone really, or who would be like a surprise. It seems like someone might surprise. So it was 2 years ago where the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. in the first round, despite having signed Kirk Cousins to a free agency deal like a month before. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. And yeah, we'll break down probably just round 1, maybe teams round 2 and 3 next week. As we kind of, you know, I mean, we had, like, you know, free agency and stuff like that, but this is kind of the next step, two, and kind of the start of the NFL, new NFL season, as you can kind of use the draft to address needs you didn't, weren't able to in free agency. So, yeah, moving on to NBA playoffs. Like I said, we're in the first round. We're going to have, like I said, I think everyone's played. Yep, every series is at least 2 games. That have been played. Western Conference, we have the Thunder up 2-0 over the Suns. That's the 1-8 matchup. The Lakers over the Rockets 2-0. That's the 4-5. 3-6 matchup of the Nuggets and Timberwolves is tied, 1 game apiece. And the 2-7 matchup of Spurs Timberwolves is also tied at 1 game apiece. Eastern Conference, the 1-8 matchup of the Pistons Magic is tied, 4-5 of Cavs Raptors is 2-0 Cleveland. And then the 3-6 Knicks and Hawks is tied at 1, and then the 2-7 Celtics 76ers is tied. So tonight we have 3 game 3s at 6 o'clock. These are all on Prime. We have the Knicks against the Hawks as the series moves to Atlanta. At 7 is Cavs Raptors in Toronto. And then 8:30 Nuggets Timberwolves from Minnesota. And tomorrow we have 3 more, or the, I should say the other 3, but 3 more game 3s. Lakers Rockets at 7, Celtics Sixers at 6, and Spurs Timberwolves at 9:30. So we have Thunder are in complete control, really. Lakers Rockets, kind of a surprise that LA is up 2-0. Game 1, Kevin Durant didn't play. And then game 2, last night he did, or was it Tuesday? One of those, he did play. I think it was announced a couple hours before that he was going to play. Nuggets Timberwolves. Like, I mean, it's tied. I think it was game 2, there was a little, you know, extracurricular activities after the game, between players on the court. Spurs, Trailblazers. Victor Wembanyama left game two with a concussion. His status, as far as I know, is kind of up in the air for game three tomorrow. Yeah. Eastern, I mean, games. Game three, Pistons, Magic. I mean, the Magic took care of the Pistons in game one, and Pistons returned the favor. Cavs, I mean, it's not really been much of a series. Nets, Hawks, tied. And then Boston, Sixers. I mean, Tatum had, like, I think he's had, like, two double-doubles in back-to-back games. I don't think Embiid is going to play. He hasn't played. I mean, he's been out for a while. Okay, we got, let's see, Wemby to travel with the Spurs while in concussion protocol. Let's see. Saying the center is progressing toward the head coach, Mitch Johnson. Following each protocol progressing, travel. I doubt it. It's possible, but after he put up like a pretty dominant game one, like 35 points, I had the most in a Spurs player history. So, I mean, hopefully he can play. I mean, if he doesn't play, like, Toronto or Portland can go up 2-1. I mean, they still have game four in Portland before going back to San Antonio. But I'm going to try and, we'll try and watch it tonight. I mean, I think I'll probably have the NBA draft on my TV. And then I could probably do the NBA play, because they're on Prime. So I do have my laptop. Let me try that. I'm trying to go from there. I mean, that's not a week. I mean, it'd be April 30th. Unless like the Cavs and the Thunder sweep their series, which, I mean, it's probably very likely and very possible at this point. They'd probably be the only series that would, like, be over. I can see, and the rest probably, I mean, it would, I mean, if Wembanyama can come back for game three, is able to clear and play for game three, I mean, the playoffs, like, when they do, like, have to travel back between cities for games, there's usually, like, an extra day. So usually like 2 days off between that. Sometimes even when they're in the same city, between games like a 1 and 2, 3 and 4, they can still have like 2 days of rest in between. The playoff schedule never really made sense with that. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, the others should probably do at least 5, possibly sets. I mean, hopefully some of them go sets. Like, Boston, Philly, I can see going sets. I mean, Denver, Minnesota could definitely for sure go sets. Detroit, Orlando has potential to go sets. It wouldn't surprise me if, like, Detroit wins his Nets 3 and wins 4 games to 1. So, yeah, we'll kind of see how it goes from there. I mean, next week, I mean, have a week. Week by week basis, you know? See what games. And what series are still going on. Because then that can kind of change how the second round plays out. We're waiting for, you know, one series to finish to decide the opponent. You know, kind of how it goes for playoffs. And then, you know, we'll kind of go from there every week. Recap until we get to the NBA Finals, which is, it's like early June. It's always like, I think that it's usually that first Thursday in June. As we go from like there. So yeah. Now we'll wrap up with kind of a first month breakdown of baseball. Which it's not really, we're still kind of in that early sense where it's like we're a month in. Usually the first kind of testing spot is like Memorial Day, because then you're like 2 months in. By that point, you're about probably close to 50 games into the season. So, standings. Well, I mean, we're starting the NL Central, where my Cubbies, thanks to, as of like, I don't know, maybe less than 20 minutes ago, we walked off the Phillies to win our ninth straight game. And we're going to tie for first with the Reds with a record of 16-9. We have the NL East, the Braves, 18-8. And have a 5.5 game lead over Miami and a 7 game lead over the Nationals. And then the Mets are 9 games back after they were on like a 12 game losing streak. And then now the Phillies are on a 9-game losing streak. The West, we have a tie between the Padres and Dodgers, both 16-8. So look how that goes. Edwin Diaz, the closer for the Dodgers, who they just signed in free agency, had surgery to remove, I can't remember what they described it, but like to move something from his arm, so he's out months. I think it's possibly up to 3 months, which would be like All-Star break. So there's that. And then the Diamondbacks are 2 games back. American League East, you have the Yankees at 15-9 with a 2 game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. AL Central, a tie for first with the Guardians of Cleveland and Detroit Tigers. The Twins a game behind. And then the AL West, we have the, well, Athletics. We have a record of 13-12 and a half game lead in the division over the Texas Rangers. And then Angels are 1.5, Seattle's 2.5, Houston 3.5. So that's like, yeah, everyone's about, yeah, everyone's on like that 24-26 game pace, like a month in the schedule, or season even, I should say. I mean, that's essentially all 5 teams are above 500. And then you have like that American League, American League West, where like the Athletics are first at 13-12, just a game over 500, and I have a half game lead over the Texas Rangers, who are 12-12, 500. And then the Astros, despite being 10-16, are still only 3.5 games back. So it's crazy how that goes. Does then like the NL Central, like all the teams, like 2.5 games of all that separates, I mean, the tie for first and last. You know, the NL East, we have a 5.5 team difference. West is a little bit closer with 2. American League East, yeah, 2. And then AL Central, we have, you know, Cleveland and Detroit tied, and then Minnesota game back. So, you know, a ways to go and all that, but, you know, we'll still, I mean, we'll kind of discuss it every week, kind of go from there as we go, as stuff kind of, you know, we get a little bit deeper into the season and teams kind of like separate themselves or maybe catch up or something like that as we go. So, yeah, we're back. I mean, we've been back for like, yeah, a month, but, you know, a season like this where like we had the World Baseball Classic and then, you know, we had the season like start like less than 2 weeks after that was over. Makes it like, you know, an interesting season from that point. So like, you know, if you're playing in the Bet Classic, then you know, you're gonna go to spring training with your team, and then like you'll have, you know, exhibition games with, you know, your country's team against other, you know, spring training teams, like players who aren't playing. So, but yeah, we'll thrill it every week, like with the NBA playoffs, and kind of go from there and break down news and stuff as it happens. So, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and peace out.